We are learning Masechtas Tainis, Daf Yutes Amud Beis, and we are starting Yutes Amud Aleph on the bottom, two lines from the bottom. It says in the Mishnah, V'chein Shepasku Shom Egeshem LeGeshem. If it's rain, started raining during the season, then it stopped for 40 days straight. Then you start Masirin Lamayad. You start with the strong fasts already because it's a Makas Betzaris. My Makas Betzaris. Om Rav Yudah Rav Maka Mavil De Betzaris. It means a Maka that will bring you to a hunger. So I think Gemara. Gemara now is a mechalik between the word Betzaris and the word Ra'av or Kafna. So Amar Rav Nachman, Nahara Anahara. If it's a type of hunger that you have no Tvua in your city, but there is Tvua in the city that you get there by water, by Nahar. You could just go Nahara to Nahara. Nahara to Nahara with a ship, that's called Betzirusa. That's Betzaris. Medinosa, Medinosa Kafna. But if you have to, there's no water, you have to go by donkey to bring food, that's really called a hunger. Now, what's the difference between Betzaris and Kafna? So Tosfos and Amar Aleph learns that Betzaris is not so bad as Kafna. And Betzaris, you don't fast the Chum Dika fast, but Kafna you do. So Tosfos asks, what the Mishnah says, Makas Betzaris, you Masri Lamayad. So Tosfos answers that Makas Betzaris in the Mishnah meant Kafna. So here in Agamara, Betzaris is a lower level of hunger than Kafna, and you won't have to fast for that. Now, so again, Kafna, you have to fast. And our Mishnah, where it says Makas Betzaris, means the level of Kafna. Well, Rav Chanina, if the prices go up in the city, and it's saw besela, a saw of flour or wheat is besela, which is very expensive, but v'shchicha, but still, you have food. The food is shchiach, the food is plentiful. Then that's called Betzirusa. It's only called Betzairis, which is a lower level of a hunger. But Arba Besela, if it's a good price, Arba Besela is the correct price. But it's not available, then that's called a Kafna. Then that's already a hunger. Some people are asking the Chayra, if it's not Shchiach, why is the price so cheap then? It doesn't make sense. Usually it goes together, supply and demand. So, I don't have a tariff, but I was thinking maybe, you know, the governments regulate the price of food. It's regulated. Like in Eretz Yisrael, the price of eggs and milk is always a regulated price. It could be they have a regulated price, but if there's no food, that's already a kafna. Or Rav Yechon, Yechon goes a little more into the inflation, so give. Or Rav Yechon, Leishanu, Elav Esban Shah, Mois Bezul, Paris Vyaker. This thing that's a betzaires, that we said, it's only if money bezul, which means people have money, have enough money. But the peris are expensive. Av mois v'yoyker, which means you don't have money. U peris v'zol, and the peris are cheap. Masvino l'yad. Then you right away blow shayfer. Right away it's terrible. If people don't have money, that's a tzara. Now here now, I remember when the prices were good. Four saw v'sela. And still, the fichi kafan is a loss of people who are hungry. They're bloated. There were a lot of bloated people in Tveria. But the less issa because there was no money. And that alone is a reason for a fast, a reason for a tzara if there's no money. The Mishnah said, Yeridu l'tzmachim, have a loyal ilam. It said if it rained, and it only rained for plants, not for trees, that's a reason for alarm, and they right away have the chomadik of fast. Bishlam l'tzmachim, loyal ilam. Bishlam that it only rains for the plants and not the trees. Mishkachos or the asa. Nichav l'asa razia. It rains softly and not strong. Lilam Litzmach and the Asiraza rained very strong, which is not good for Tua because it washes it away. But Veloyos and Nicha didn't rain softly, so then that's possible. Lezev, Lezev, Lelabaris, Loyos Yichalem Iris. How's it possible to have that it rained for the trees and for the plants, but not for the Baris Yichalem Iris? Meshkach is like the Asiraza and Nicha, both the strong rain and the soft rain came, Miu Tuva Layasa, but not a lot. And therefore couldn't fill up the Baris with water. But that's good for our Mishnah. El Hod the time what the Brisa says, Yeridu Labaris, Ashikha Maris, Avaloy Lezev, Velezev, Heichem Ashkachasla. But that says in the Brisa that there was an example where the Baris and Shikha Maris got filled up, but not for trees and not for plants. How's that possible? So the Maris is possible. The Asif is Shirusa. Rash is Tupshat. The Rash first shot is, it came with a Koyach Godol at one shot, so it filled up all the Baris, but it wasn't good for either one because they need a steady rain, the trees and the Tua. That's one shot. The other pshat shfuchus is it was like a thin rain, but it was thicker than good for tvua, but not thick enough for the trees. And that was the case where it was only good for the boris shichimaras and not for the trees and the plants. Tana rabbanon, masriim al elonos b'preis ha pesach. So now the Gemara explain when do you start davening for the trees? like right away? Like it didn't rain for the trees. Like when was this? So the Gemara says that the best time for rains for trees are before Pesach. So Masrina learns the price of Pesach. If before Pesach it didn't rain on the trees, that's when you ready fast. Even Sukkot's time already, if the bayrus is empty and nothing to drink, you already start davening. Skip out the words valkulon. If you have no water to drink, you're right away masir miyad. Ve'ezumiyad. What does it mean? Ve'ezumiyad shlehem. Sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. Which means right away you start fasting on sheni v'chamishi v'sheni. But all these type of things, only in that malchus that doesn't have Baruch Shichem Aris. The whole malchus, the whole Medina, the whole country, they fast. For Askara, when the sickness called Askara, which is a sickness that's in the throat, that the throat or in the cheek doesn't let a person eat, then it could be dangerous. If there's Misa, then they right away fast and blow shayf on that. If there's no Misa, they don't blow shayf on that. But when it comes to Gavoy, which is a type of locust, that's not a common locust. If you see that, even a little bit, they're ready Masriyim. Even on a Chagov, which is the more common type of grasshopper, so the Tanakhama holds a Chagov, it's all the time you see grasshoppers, don't get alarmed. But according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, he holds that even on a chag already, you're going to make a fast. Tanur Rabbanan, Masri Ma'alon and Shash Nei Shavua. On all the years besides the Shemitah, you daven if there's no rain for the trees. But on Shemitah, you don't daven for the trees because you don't live off those fruits. Those fruits are hefker. You live off the fruits from the year before. So you only daven on the other years. Even on Shvius you daven. And Rashi has an interesting lashon here. Rashi has a fill of Shvius. Rashi says, kol shah tzrichon shtiyah, you always need drink. That's why even on Shmitiyah you daven. And even though the Gshom is working for the karka, he's still allowed to daven. Rashi's mashma, that if you're not allowed to daven for trees on Shemitah. Like, just like there's an issa to work on trees, you can't daven for the trees on Shvius also. It's interesting, Rashi. I saw that the Asvarim that talk about this Rashi. Back upon him, back to our Gemara, Rav Shmuel Gamliel argues, says, "Af alonis b'shvius." Even on alonis, you can daven b'shvius. Why? Because remember, on us laniim, daniim, you don't need it because you have from last year's crap, and this year you're not working on your field. But lemaisa, aniim will enjoy the fruits of the trees, and therefore there's a makom to daven for those trees. Tanya idach, not a brisa, which is similar to this brisa. Masrima alonis b'shar shnei shavua. All other years besides the Shemitah year, you could daven for the rain for the trees. Alabaris v'alshichem amaris afil b'shvius even on shvius. Shemilaim af alonis masriim. Also on alonis, some regards this that it goes straight to svichim. It means you also daven for the svichim. You also daven af al svichim b'shvius. You daven also for the svichim. That's the difference in the brayso. This brayso, last brayso. You don't daven for the alonis. You daven for the svichim. And the nafkamim between two brayso are there's a shayla if you're allowed to eat svichim on shvius. Taisus talks about this that the isn't gemara m'sakim says svichim is ram is aser. It's a gzera, and therefore it's us to eat. So that's mechlekes over here. If you're allowed to eat svichim or not. So according to this brayso, if someone says you're allowed to daven for the svichim, svichim are wild plants. You're allowed to daven for them because they have panos la'anim. Tanya, Amr Rav Elazar ben Prata, Amr Yom Shacharav Beis Hamikdash, Nasu Gesham and Tzmukim. After the visit of Shacharav, Geshamim became Tzmukim, which means they're not erratic. Basically, the right word would be they're erratic. They sometimes fall, sometimes not fall. And what's the pshat? So the Mashal explains because when we had the Beis Hamikdash, the Kohen Gadol, when it came out of the Kohen Gadol, what were we down for? We're down for the rain. And we don't have his Kohen Gadol's tefillah anymore, and therefore our rain is not consistent anymore. Nasuk Shaman Smukum Lailam became inconsistent for the world. Yes, Shana Shekashemel Merubim. Some years you have a lot of rain. Yes, Shana Shekashemel Merubim. Some years you have less rain. Yes, Shana Shekashemel Yerdim Zmanam. The rain falls at the proper time. Yes, Shana Shekashemel Yerdim Zmanam doesn't fall at the proper time. Shana Shekashemel Yerdim Zmanam Lamahu Daim. What's a diamond to? Le'evet Shanosnoi Rabbi Panasos Bechav Shabbos. That's like an Evet who gets his allowance on the Sunday, first Sunday. Not end of the week, beginning of the week. So therefore he has time to make his flour and then bake his challah. Everything comes out perfect. He has time. Nims Isa Nefes Ketikna. He has time to make his challah for Shabbos, Mamash. He has a whole week. When the challah is Ketikna and it's eaten properly because it's good food, he can take care of his food properly. Shonosh Enge Shemel Yardim Zmarim. A year that the shamim, the rain does not fall properly in the right time, what's the time? It's like the Eved who gets his allowance Erev Shabbos. Nim says, Isa Nefesh HaKetikna, he bakes his dough in a rush, and when he eats it, it's not Ketikna because it's not proper. Another muscle. Shana Shekeshmeam Rubel Mahodayim, the Eved Shanosh Rabbi Parasas Vasachas. It's like an Eved that his rabbi gives him his whole Parnasa at one time. So therefore, let's say he gets all his chitim at one time. The Matzias says, when you grind chitim, you always lose a little bit. But you always lose the same amount. You always some of it gets ruined from gets attached to the grinder. You always lose the same amount. So if you do now 100 pounds of flour or 10 pounds of flour, you're always losing the same amount. So it's much better if you do 100 pounds at a time. You'll lose less. Same thing when you make dough. A certain amount gets stuck to the bowl, to the mixing bowl. So if you do a lot at a time, you only lose a little bit. So that's what the Mark says. Nimtzu, if he gets panos basach, nimtzu rechayim teichnas minakur, mash teichnas minakav. The rechayim takes away from a kur the same way it takes from a kav. A kav is much less than a kur. Nimtzas isa aichelas minakur k'maichelas minakav. The isa, which means the bowl, the mixing bowl, will eat from the kur as much as it eats from a kav. So if he gets a lot at a time, it's better. And the same thing with rain also, like Rashi explains. When it rains, a lot of it goes to the rocks and this. But it's always the same. So if you have a lot of rain and goes to the rocks then it's fine. But if you have a little rain every day and half most of it goes to the rocks, that's a problem. But whatever it takes from a core, it takes from a cap. What it takes from a kor, it chalas from a kav. I think a kav is like one. I think a kor is 30 saw, which comes out to 180 kav. It's a big amount. It's saying the same thing eats from a kor from a kav. It's mamish a big loss. Dava achar, a third muscle. It's like someone who's making cement. If he has a lot of water, he could make cement, and the water is not using up, and he could mix his cement well. If he has a little bit of water, the water uses up, and the cement is not mixed well. You don't have enough water, you just have a bunch of mud, you don't have good cement, it's not even mud, it's a bunch of sand, and you don't have good. So at the end of the day, the Gemara is giving him different mishalim that rain is very good when it comes, plentiful at the right time. Mashenka, when it comes at the right time, that's a problem. Tanu Rabbanan. Pam achas olu kol Yisrael regular shlayim. One time, Klai Yisrael was going up to the Eilu Regel, and it's a long trip, and it can be hot. The Eilu Regel is Sukkot time and Pesach time, and in Eretz Yisrael it could be a hot time. They need water. V'lehele mayim lishtayis. And there was at this time, I think it was Pesach time already, there was no rain, and there was a drought. V'lehele mayim lishtayis. Holak Nagdim Megurin Yisrael Hegman Echad. Nagdim Megurin was very rich, went to a certain Hegman who owned 12 different bayres of water. Omalahem, Omaloy Halveni Shtem, he could be owned more. Omalahem Halveni Shtem, it's mine. Please lend me 12 cisterns of water. And the Mashal says, he wanted to mention the schus of the Yud Beis Shvatim. That's what he said, 12. Loyalur Gom, for Loyalur Gom, if I need Etelach Oshtem, I'll pay you back. If I'm paying you back, so what does he have? What does the guy have in the deal? I'll tell you what he has in the deal. He says, if I don't pay you back those 12 minus mayim, if it doesn't rain and fill up those waters, I'm going to give you 12 kikrikas, which is an incredible amount of silver. And the hegmon, of course, said, this is a good deal. I like this deal because I'm sure going to make the money. This was at the end of the second Mace Mikdash, the story. The Kavaloi, that's what Mashal says. The Kavaloi is man, they made up a time. Kivin Shigi is man, reached that day, V'liyaduk Shom, didn't rain. B'shachritz, Shalakloi, Shagli, Oy, Mayim, Oy, Moy, send me either water or money. She has to be all, because if you have. Shalakloi, answer back, Adain, yes, is man, Koyim, Kuloi. Like the Hegmon thought it was Ad, V'loi, Ad, B'chlai. He says, no, it's Ad, B'chlai. I have the whole day. I have the Koyim, Kuloi, Shliu. But Tzarayim, in the afternoon, Shalakloi, Shagli, Oy, Mayim, Moy, send me water or money. She has to be all, I still have time. V'mincha, that's ready the evening. Shalach loy shagol, shalach loy shagol li mai. Send me water or money. Shas v'yadcha. Shalach loy adayin yesh shayis. I still have time. V'yayim. I still have a few more minutes left in the day. Liglo v'lo v'yse hagemoyin. He made fun of him. Amar kol shana kula yerug shavim. The whole year it didn't rain. We said it was around Pesach time. V'achshav yerug shavim. Now it's gonna rain. Nichnas beis hamarkets. So the hagemoyin went to beis hamarkets. He was mavish. He was all happy. Besimcha. He went to besimcha. When the Hegma went b'simcha into the base of Americas, Nakdima nichas b'simcha into the base of Nakdima went into the base of Mikdash to daven, because he was upset, he was distraught. Nisatif, he wrapped himself in Amam v'tfilah and he davened all in front of Eretz Yisrael. Golu v'yadu l'fanechal, shoich v'yad asisi. I didn't lose my own covered. The Mashal says he had enough money to pay for this. The money wouldn't make a dent. He was very, very rich. It wasn't the money. It was the covered. So I didn't lose my own covered. Lo yichavi beis abba asisi. I like chavoyet chav. Your covered asisi. Shemayim etzul er regalim. There should be water for er regalim. Miyad neskash shemayim ba'ovim. Viyerdu kshamim. Atcher smal shtei meser minus mayim. And vayisira. And there was extra. And there was extra. And there was extra water. Now we're going to stop. Sorry, we're going to stop in the middle of a story. And tomorrow we'll continue the story from here. But at least you know that they got the money back. He didn't lose his money. That's what you got from the story. And let's check tomorrow's daf. We will continue this, Maisa.